Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Wisdom Wars. You know, we're all about digging deep into these ancient philosophies that can actually help us navigate the crazy roller coaster of modern life. And today, we're talking about something I think we can all relate to. Resilience. Ever feel like you're getting knocked down left and right? Life throws curveballs, things don't always go our way, and sometimes it just feels like you're wading through mud. But guess what? Stoicism, that ancient philosophy with a reputation for being super serious, actually has some pretty cool insights on how to build inner strength and bounce back from those setbacks. And here's the kicker. It's not all about deep meditation and philosophical debates. It's surprisingly practical. Today, we're going to focus on one powerful tool that the Stoics used, physical exercise. Here are five key takeaways about building resilience through exercise from a Stoic's perspective. 1. Exercise is discipline. This isn't just about looking good or getting ripped, folks. The Stoics viewed exercise as a way to train your mind and body in the same way a soldier trains for battle. It's about showing up consistently, even when you don't feel like it, pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone and developing that mental fortitude to conquer challenges. Think of it like this. Every rep, every mile run is a victory over procrastination, over self-doubt, over the temptation to just hit the snooze button. 2. Control what you can. One of the core tenets of Stoicism is focusing on what's within your control. Now, you can't control everything life throws at you, but you can control your effort, your attitude, and how you respond to setbacks. Exercise puts you in the driver's seat. You choose to lace up those shoes, you choose to push through that burn, you choose to get stronger. That sense of agency is empowering. 3. Clear your mind. Ever notice how a good workout can clear your head and boost your mood? The Stoics understood this connection between physical activity and mental clarity. Exercise helps us detach from worries and anxieties, allowing us to approach problems with a fresh perspective. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain. 4. Embrace discomfort. Remember, resilience isn't about avoiding tough situations, it's about learning to navigate them with grace. And guess what? Exercise often involves stepping outside of your comfort zone. That first run after a long break, that challenging weightlifting routine, these are all opportunities to build mental toughness and learn to embrace discomfort as part of the growth process. 5. Find joy in the journey. Stoicism isn't about being stoic all the time, it's about finding meaning and purpose in everyday experiences. Exercise can be a source of joy, accomplishment, and even a sense of community. The more you enjoy the process, the more likely you are to stick with it and reap those long-term benefits for your mental and physical well-being. Now, let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember that time I was training for that half marathon? Yeah, there were days when my legs felt like lead, and all I wanted to do was crawl back into bed. But then I'd remember the Stoic principle of control. I couldn't control the exhaustion, but I could control my effort, my mindset, and my decision to keep going. And guess what? When I crossed that finish line, feeling the wind in my hair and the cheers of the crowd, it was pure exhilaration. It wasn't just about physical accomplishment, it was about proving to myself that I had the mental strength to overcome challenges. So, here's the takeaway, folks. Stoicism teaches us that building resilience is a journey, not a destination. An exercise? Well, it's one of the most powerful tools we have in our arsenal. It helps us cultivate discipline, find clarity, embrace discomfort, and ultimately, live a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Remember, every step you take, every rep you conquer, is a victory for your mind and body. So go out there and build the inner strength. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of Stoic wisdom in their life. And if you enjoyed it, leave us a review and let us know what you thought. Until next time, keep on warrioring.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.